And we're also monitoring something going on today in downtown Lansing, where Lansing Community College has got a press event set up, and they're making some news today, part of a new national initiative that LCC has been selected for. And to tell us more about it this morning, let's just find out how big it really is the provost of LCC, Dr. Richard Pristowski, who joins us now on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing all right. It sounds like an exciting day. I know that this is something funded by the Gates Foundation out of Seattle. So that tells you it's probably something important. What can you tell us today?
Yeah, this is huge, and it's a great mark of success for the college. This is a project called the Pathways Project that's being undertaken by the American Association of Community Colleges. That's the major body that supports community colleges in the nation.
Okay.
And basically, here's the issue. The issue is that many, many students around the country enter colleges and universities, and particularly community colleges, with a goal in mind. They want to get a degree, they want to get a certificate, and they never finish. And so for a number of years, there have been many initiatives around the country with respect to completion of the college degree or certificate. And we haven't moved the needle very well nationally. So the AACC, the American Association of Community Colleges, has undertaken this project, which is aimed at trying to really move the needle in a major way for students to complete their degrees and certificates. Many colleges, everybody was invited to apply. I don't know how many actually applied, but there were quite a few, and it was a highly competitive process. 48 colleges in the nation were chosen then to be interviewed further. We were one of them, and then of those, 30, only 30 in the entire nation were chosen for this project, and LCC is one of them. And I want to read you from the letter that Dr. Knight, President Knight, received from the folks who are overseeing the project. This is just briefly. "We were impressed by the depth and quality of your institutional efforts to date, and the partners are excited to be working with you in the next few years."
That's great. So this is with the AACC and the 30 other schools. Will you work together with those schools, or under the umbrella will they run it through separately with you? Will you all collectively work together on this?
That's a great question, and I'm not entirely sure. We haven't received all the information, but the way these things are normally done, because LCC is involved in other national initiatives,
sure,
and highly selective, by the way. So this is the latest one, and it's just terrific. What they usually do is they bring folks together, they bring everybody together, so that we're able to do work together. They have six what they call institutes set up over the next couple of years. But then we'll also be working individually. What I have found in doing these projects is once we get started with our partner, our sister institutions around the country, we start making connections and networking, and people just almost on their own start to do the networking together. So it's going to be a combination of both, I assume.
Richard Pristowski, Dr. Richard Pristowski, is the Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs, the Provost, if you will, at Lansing Community College. This event today will announce this prestigious initiative that LCC will be a part of. So let's just, before we let you go, I want to just get into that subject itself, because I know it's something that you would have looked at the very least, if not with big data, anecdotally, as to why students get in, have that goal, and get out. Is there something to the fact that community college, it doesn't cost nearly as much, and it's easier to get into? Does that make it easier to walk away from, and as opposed to the heavy investment when you start off as a freshman, let's say, at a major four-year school? Is there anything to that at all? Or is that something you'll find out as part of this initiative?
That's a great question also, and there's been lots of discussion over the years nationally about that question. I think that the situation goes something like this. I think that's probably a part of it for a number of students, but mm-hmm. I think it also goes something like this, Dave, that community colleges are open access colleges. So unlike highly selective universities like Harvard, who only take certain individuals, all of whom have had great experiences in school, they have proven track records, et cetera, and to your point, they're paying a lot of money. Community colleges have a mission to educate everybody. And so with that, you know, we're dealing with a large range of issues that folks bring to the school. Not their fault. There are many societal issues and so on. But beyond that, there's a systemic problem, and that is higher education has traditionally welcomed students in and then said, good luck finding your way to the goal line. And what Guided Pathways is about is having students carefully choose a career pathway or a transfer pathway that is well worked out, well conceived, with only the necessary courses plus some optional courses that will lead them to success. And they follow that pathway. And what we're doing is automating the system so that if they start to look as if they're getting off track, we're going to be in touch with them and get them back on track. So that's not something that has been traditionally done in higher education. I think I talk with students all the time, and I find this over and over and over again, that they feel that, you know, it's a great college, they love the classes, but they're not sure exactly where they're going or how to get there. This project is about helping to ensure that they know where they're going and that they cross the finish line.
Crossing the finish line, it's down the road. I will say this, though. There's something to be said for community college. When you do spin your wheels a little bit, you spin your wheels for a lot more of a reasonable price, and you're still getting enrichment, betterment, education without going down the wrong path necessarily and breaking the bank to do it. I don't think in this day and age that's something that shouldn't be considered as an important factor.
I think you're right. And, you know, I want to second something you just said. I mean, I've spent my whole career in community colleges. Mm-hmm. The education and career training we offer is second to none. There's absolutely no question about it. We want to make sure that students spend their money wisely, take the courses that they need, and as we said earlier, cross the finish line with certificate or degree in hand and transfer successfully as juniors to the four-year school. And so we have all the ingredients for success, and we do great work. I mean, LCC does absolutely fabulous work.
No question. There's no question about that. That's what makes this an exciting thing. I mean, I think Michigan State is the resource in our community that is so well recognized and gets a lot of coverage. I think LCC is the resource that doesn't get quite as much, and yet it's very, very important resource in the mid-Michigan community and now being held in national regard as well. Provost Dr. Richard Prostowski joining us this morning. A little bit later today, they'll flesh out this announcement much more over at the college with the American Association of Community Colleges bringing in 30 schools nationally. This is under funding by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to find out why students, you know, they enter, their goal that they have in mind seems to be clear, but they don't finish. And this will be a major initiative and study to really flesh that out a lot more and find ways to attack that problem. Dr. Prostowski, we really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your having us on.
Great to have you here. More coming up. That is a big deal at LCC, and it will be a major chunk of cash will come forward from the Gates Foundation as well. More coming up. Morning Wake Up. Don't go away. This is 1320 WILS.